My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Beningo, beat for BT and Salicata. Little Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Not bad, bro. Good stuff. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. I, before I get back to the calls, I gotta say this about Shula. I mean, I never heard that story before from Marty. That after he, this unfortunate situation with Dwight Stevenson, that Shula basically pins him against the wall and lets him have it. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I got to tell you right now, I have, and I understand he's passed away, but I have no love loss for Don Shula whatsoever. And I'm going to tell you right now, what he did in that 1982 championship game, where he's purposely, with all the rain they had in Miami for the whole week, made sure that that game was played in a quagmire to take away from the Jets, from Freeman McNeil, from Wesley Walker. Derek Gaffney was really the other receiver on that team in 82. To do what he did there, okay? I mean, how could I ever forgive this guy? I can't stand the guy. And let's not forget this, too. Maybe people don't realize this. Don Shula was the head coach of the Colts in Super Bowl III, all right? And we all know what a disastrous loss that was for Shula and the Colts. And he was not, let's be real about it, was not going to let it happen again against the Jets, okay? He was not going to let them beat him again and prevent him from getting to that Super Bowl where, by the way, they got whacked by the Washington Redskins, okay? Just pointing that out. John Riggins was the MVP in that game. Okay, another ex-Jet, by the way. So I have to say that. And then when I hear this, what Marty told me, come on. Really, Don? I mean, come on, man. I mean, seriously, no love loss whatsoever for Don Shula. It's unfortunate. Stevenson was a great center, one of the best of all time, gotten into the Hall of Fame, right? But here's this guy, here's Marty, who's one of the nicest, most compassionate guys you're ever going to meet, class acts, and he goes into the locker room again, to see his old teammate, his old friend from Alabama, who unfortunately, he hit and wound up basically, unfortunately, ending his career. And for Shula to lay him out like that? Really? That's please. 888-808-1019, Beningo. Let's go back to the calls. Alan in Pennsylvania is on the fan. Alan, how are you?
Hey, Joe. How are you today, brother?
Good.
Listen, Joe, I heard yesterday somebody mentioned...
Oh, by the way, one thing. Let me just... can I stop you for a second, Alan? I'll get right back to you.
Yeah, sure.
Yankees rained out tonight. Doubleheader tomorrow. Dove said it's probably a straight doubleheader, right? Starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, so rained out tonight. Straight doubleheader. Yankees Rangers tomorrow at the stadium, starting at 1. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, no problem, Joe. Listen, I heard somebody say yesterday mentioning you and Mount Rushmore in the same breath, and Joe, I know you're a humble guy, but you are an all-time favorite of mine on this station, and I'm just honored to be on with you. I got to tell you.
Thank you.
If there was a Mount Rushmore of WFAN, for me, it would be Mike and the Mad Dog, yourself, and Steve Summers.
Okay.
So those are my big four.
Well, like I said, Don Imus would have to be up there, too. So, you know, before I'm up there, Don Imus. I got no problem with Steve. Steve's an all-time classic. Great, no doubt. But you got to put Imus up there. But anyway, go ahead.
I understand, but I'm basically talking about sports talk.
Okay.
You know, that part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're great, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, you know what? As far as the Alonzo thing, you know, for my money, Joe, and I know you talked about this already, heard you yesterday, you know, he really is not a clutch guy. And you know, to me, you know, good defense and clutch hitting are two major factors for me in a great player, things I want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a great guy and so on. You know, he's been a good Met. He's homegrown. I love that, too. I'm a longtime Mets fan, but I just don't, the kind of money that he would warrant, and I know that our owner has it. I'm with you. I want to get Soto here, and I want defense at first base and some power, but I don't think I need a guy that hits, you know, 35 out of his 50 home runs are meaningless.
Well, I mean, yesterday, you know, too, I wouldn't call yesterday's home runs meaningless, would I?
I understand, Joe. I understand, but you know, you mentioned it earlier. It's Colorado. The ball flies out of there. And, yeah, it was early. It wasn't like it was a big clutch spot.
Yeah, but they got four runs in the first inning. That set the tone right away. 4-0 before you turned around.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying in these big spots late in the game, time after time, he's swinging at the curveball outside, and it drives me nuts.
Well, he does do that. I mean, he did it his last two at bats yesterday, too. But let me ask you this, okay? And I'm very surprised at the negativity towards Pete, but let me ask you, what if Pete goes on a tear now and helps lead this team get into the playoffs? Would you look at it in a different light?
You read my mind, Joe, because my next comment is going to be, he has a big August and a big September, and they sign him. I don't have a problem with it. So
okay.
You just nailed my next point.
Okay. Very good. Well, all right. Look,
thank you, Joe.
Alan, I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words. I got to tell you, and this was yesterday, I am surprised, as you know, a Met fan my whole life, how the negativity towards Pete Alonso. I'm very surprised by it. I really am. I mean, you know, guys that hit 40 and drive in 100 plus every year don't grow on trees. And I understand that everything in baseball now, OPS and exit velo and all this, you know, nonsense as far as I'm concerned. I mean, OPS is a solid stat. I'll give it that. Okay? And I agree. Look, Pete has been swinging at bad pitches all year. I mean, it makes me crazy when I see him swing at these breaking balls, or, you know, 35 feet outside. And like I said, even after he got three, he hit the two home runs, then he got a base hit. And then he struck out twice. I mean, the game was basically over at that point. But he struck out twice on pitches 100 feet outside. So he's done it this year. But I want this guy back. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I want him back. Now, again, if you sign Soto, I'll live with losing Pete. And I really like to see both of them. And he's better defending. You know, people are talking about him defensively at first base. Like, you know, he was when they tried to play Mike Piazza there. I mean, come on. Well, going back to, you got to be an old man like me to remember Dick Stewart, who they called Dr. Strangeglove, who played for the Red Sox, played for the Pirates. He was a terrible defensive first baseman. Pete's better than that. He's not as bad as people are making it sound. And like I said, you mean he's not? Is he Keith Hernandez? No. Is he Don Mattingly? No. Is he, you know, a guy like Wes Parker, who played for the Dodgers back in the 60s? No. But he's not that bad. I'm very, very surprised. Larry in Westchester is on the fan. Hi, Larry.
Joe, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Larry?
Listen, Joe, pleasantly surprised, longtime Mets fan, been following the team since 1965.
Yep.
Had no expectations that this team was going to be competitive. And it's due, of course, to David Stearns. I knew you weren't crazy about the hiring. I was all for it.
Right.
You said
he's proven me wrong. You know what? And I'm happy he has. I got to be honest. He's proved me wrong here. No doubt, Larry.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and I was all for it. I mean, the thing being small market, you got to remember, with Milwaukee, he never had any kind of budget to work with.
Right,
now
right.
Now that he's got Cohen as an owner, the big test to me is going to be this offseason. While he's put together a really good competitive team, it's not a World Series team, no matter how good they're playing. You have to admit that.
Probably not. Right.
Yeah, but this offseason, they do have a big chance to use Cohen's money. Three big moves. Of course, number one is getting Juan Soto.
Right.
The other two moves I would make is trying to get his old pitcher back, Corbin Burns, mm-hmm. and the guy from the Braves, Max Fried. You get those three guys.
They're all free agents. Burns and Fried are both free agents as well?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And you get those three guys on the team, and you can keep Alonso, you're an instant World Series contender. Now, I'd be very disappointed if they weren't in on all three of those guys, given Cohen's money.
Right.
What do you think, Joe?
I'm in. What do you want me to say? You know, come on, Larry. If you're going to tell me he's going to, you know, Cohen's going to sign all those guys, you know, Pete, Soto, Fried, Burns, let's go. I'm in. But Stearns has done a great job, he's done it by not signing big name guys. Like I said, look at the guys he's brought in here that I don't know what you would expect of them and how big they've been. I mean, how many big hits has Tyrone Taylor got? Not to mention the defense, Harrison Bader. All right, I mean, go on and on with these guys, how good they've been. How Luis Torrens was let go by the Yankees, I don't know. I mean, I know Austin Wells has started, you know, has hit well for them, but, you know, Torrens could have been, it could have been a lefty-righty platoon with him. I mean, he's been good. I didn't even know who he was, right? I didn't even know who he was. I mean, he's far better than Tomas Nito. It's not even close. So you got to give Stearns credit, man. He's done a good job. I mean, really, and his team has been much better. I mean, if you told me, like I said, it May 15th, if you told me I'm sitting here on August 9th or 8th, whatever the date is, 9th, that the Mets were 7 games over .500 and are in position to be in a wild card position right now, I would have said, you got to be crazy. So Stearns has done a great job. 888-808-1019. Beningo for Sal and BT. We'll break here. We'll be back with your calls. We're here till Loogie and McMonagle at 2 o'clock.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo,
the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle. Touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer. As a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fan.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
There you go. 888-808-1019. Little Strange Brew Cream, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker. From way back when. Before Dove was born. Certainly before Hopkins. 888, right before you were born, Dove. About 1968, I was to say.
Somewhere I was born.
You were either? Really?
I was born in 65.
Oh, wow. So you were like a right three there. Something like that. Hoffman was like not even a thought. 888-808-1019. Beningo. By the way, Tiki is going to be here today. So it's Tiki and Luke, not McMonagle. So I want to inform you of that. Now, we're reading this now? Now, and I'll be there next Saturday. Fanatics Fest NYC taking over the Javits Center from August 16th through the 18th. Right now, be calling number 20 for Pete. I'm making it 20 for Pete. What was this? What are you giving me?
It's like trying to say go low.
I did go low.
No, I mean, low could have been two.
Well, I could have said Aaron Judge, too, right? Or, you know, Wayne Gretzky, 99.
I'll take Pete
Alonso. Okay. So, I mean, so much of this has been about Pete. So, Pete, number 20, 866-540-WFN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets and be part of the first ever immersive sports fan festival at Fanatics Fest. From our friends at Fanatics Live, visit FanaticsFest.com for the full athletic lineup. This is going to be tremendous. I'll be there next Saturday. I'm doing a show 9 to 12:30, and then I'm going to be running around buying stuff. So I am all over this next week. So come down. It should be great. The Javits Center is massive. Looking forward to that. Really am. 888-808-1019. Steven Bridgewater is on the Fan. Hi, Steve.
Hey. Hey, Joe, how you doing? It's a pleasure to talk
to you.
A great interview with Marty Lyons.
Thank
but a couple of things, Joe. I was 13 years old. That's when I fell in love with the Jets there. And yes, he did have the tarp. But my call, I went to a Jet camp yesterday, sat in the rain, and I had a great time with my buddy. I'm really impressed. I mean, I think, Joe, this is the year you're going to have your special season. I'm not saying it's going to be a Super Bowl, but I think the young running backs are good. We got depth. Yep. I know it's about Rodgers, but Tyrod Taylor looked really good. Garrett and stuff like that. But I just hope your boy Gio and BT got to get off of Sal. I like Sal. I like Joe Bogus. They're doing it, I thought, with the pass with the Jets this year, I think they're set up. It's all about, everybody's worried about Ryan. I worry about the defense being healthy, too. You know, everybody.
Well, it's all about health. Defense, I mean, everybody's got to be healthy. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. It's all about health.
And then what do you think they're going to sign before I let you go?
Reddick?
What's the deal? And do you think if Devontae is available, do you go after him?
Well, I mean, I think as far as Devontae Adams, what's the price? That, to me, is number one. As far as Hassan Reddick is concerned, I mean, it just bothers me that they made this move with this guy without having his name on a contract already. Because what's going to happen here. I mean, this is generally what happens. Eventually, he'll show up. Maybe right before the start of the season, he'll play, and then he'll get hurt. I mean, how many times
Correct.
Have I seen that happen? We've seen that over and over and over again. So I'm a little upset with the way this Reddick thing has been handled. But with that said, look, on paper, this team looks terrific. I agree. And I think it's...
I thought you got a raw egg there with Sal. I mean, I love Sal. You know, you're a professional, man. And I just hope Gio, you got to tell Gio, every morning I got to go to work, listen to him, he's on Rodgers. I can tell him if he goes to Egypt, Joe, he throws his throwing touchdown passes and he's staying healthy. That's all I want as a Jet fan.
I'm with you. I don't care. I honestly.
And
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I love Sal. I know you're a little tight with him. That is great. I support. I think that's awesome. But I hope you play some golf with him. And I hope they're back for a couple years, and I really like what Joe Douglas did. I know he gets a bad rap, and I know the Jets have been misfortune. You saw more than anybody with the quarterbacks and they'll be injured and all the stuff. But hopefully the guys are on our side this year, Joe.
Well, look, and let's hope so. I mean, let's be honest. It's only been 56 years. God knows it's overdue for us to finally win here. Look, as far as the coach is concerned, he's a great guy. They got to win this year. There's no gray area no more. He's 18-33. That's the record. And like I said, I hope he stays because I like him. You know, he's a great guy, like I said. And him and I are fine. I haven't really communicated too much when we did not play golf this year. You know, I think the powers that be there, you know, they're not crazy about me at Florham Park. Now, I think the coach and I are fine. But, the powers that be at Florham Park, I don't think they're too crazy about me. Maybe Woody Johnson. But the PR people there, you know, they don't like me. And what can I tell you? But they got to win this year. That's it. There's no gray area. You know, you can't go out there and go 9-8 and not make the playoffs and have everybody come back. So they got to minimum make the playoffs. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no reason this team shouldn't win the division. As far as Hassan Reddick getting back to him, like I said, I got a bad feeling because we've seen it happen so many times. Where these guys hold out, they show up right before camp, and then 2 weeks into the season, they're out for the year. So, let's hope they get this done sooner than later. 888-808-1019, Mike in Ridgewood, New Jersey, I believe. Ridgewood, New Jersey, yes. Right? Hi, Mike.
Yes. Yes, Joe. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Just want to let you know I've been a fan since the overnight days, and then yourself and Evan. And now every Saturday morning with my two sisters-in-law who live in Long Island, we listen to you every Saturday morning, and we really enjoy the show and the calls with Dennis from Yonkers and Harvey and good old Dominic. So I just want to let you know that we're big fans.
Thank you. Dominic in East Rochester. Yes, we love Dominic.
Yes, yes. I'm 2 years younger than you, Joe, so I've seen it all. And like you, all the pain, I'm Mets. Jets and Knicks.
Right.
And I called, we could talk about so much, but I called to talk about the Mets. And back in May and early June, my three daughters who are all, Courtney, Keel, and Sarah, who are all diehard Mets and Jets fans because of me. Right. And they still
did you really have to do that to your daughters?
Yeah. I have a grandson, and my son-in-law is a giant Yankee fan, so we'll have to convince him to be one or the other. So, but anyway, just a quick story. We went to the game on June 2nd, and for Father's Day and my birthday, they took me to the game.
Right.
And that's when the Mets were at their low point. And we usually never do this, but I said to the girls, because if you remember, they were blowing all the leads back then.
Yep.
And I said to the girls, no matter what, yeah, and the man, and it was Strawberry Bobblehead Day. So
okay.
The place was pretty crowded. So,
oh, that's right. That was the day after they retired Darryl's number.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So I said to them, no matter what, if they're winning or losing, we have to leave in the seventh inning because if they blow another lead, I can't sit in the parking lot for like 30 minutes.
Right, right.
And be annoyed. So long story short, we leave. They're up 4-3. We get on the Grand Central, and boom, they lost the game in the ninth inning.
Right.
So, and that was their low point. They were 24-35, and since then, 37-19.
Unbelievable.
I mean, who would believe it? And like yourself, Joe, I was bitching and moaning, and I buried them, and now all of a sudden, it's like they have this really good, solid team, maybe not World Series, but they're so much fun to watch. And like you said, no, like, prolonged losing streaks.
No, no.
And the outfield defense, terrific. And Stearns, who we were probably both a little hard on in the beginning, he's not afraid to, like, get rid of guys who aren't producing, like Hauser and you know, the two catchers.
Right.
And then, and finally, Joe, what about, how many years have we watched ex-Mets go over to the Yankees and just be like world champions? And then we get the ex-Yankees that come to the Mets and they stink. And this year we have Seve, Bader, and Torres, and they're just playing
And the manager, you know what? And let's be honest, Mike. Don't forget. Exactly. To me, the most important one is the manager, who is to me just done a tremendous job. I mean, I love Carlos Mendoza. I got to tell you, love him.
And he kept them afloat while they were really, you know, in a bad way. And even after some of the tough losses during this stretch, he just says, you know, we'll get them tomorrow. I mean, that one loss against Colorado this week was brutal.
Well.
And look, the
most brutal loss on this road trip was the game Saturday night in Anaheim when JD hit the grand slam, and then that guy they got from the Marlins, Barbizon or whatever his name is, gave up the three-run home run to lose the game. Yeah. That was the worst of the losses.
That was. But he has pitched since then. He pitched two innings.
Pete actually mentioned that to me. And I guess he pitched two innings of no run ball as well. So
exactly. So hopefully he'll keep that up. And Diaz will, you know, stay.
He's been better. Diaz has been okay. I mean, since he's come back from the suspension, he's actually not been too bad. He's been all right.
Exactly. I agree. Well, listen, Joe. All the love, and if the Mets or Jets ever win a World Series or championship again, I'll be your first caller.
I appreciate it.
Whenever you're on.
Let me tell you. Mike, I'll say this. I say this all the time. From your lips to God's ears, we can only hope. 888-808-1019. Beningo, are we going to read something here? Dove, like, you know, if you really had the opportunity to watch Dove in action, it's unbelievable. The guy constantly has his game face on. Like, there's never a smile. Never. And it's always, you know, like it's 1,000% business. Dove, whatever they're paying you, it's not enough. But then, like I said this yesterday, too, and I'm sure you agree, even though you won't.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Dove's turning them out. The original, You Really Got a Hold on Me by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Like you, tremendous. Good stuff, bro. You doing it? Who's better than you? The Beatles do a great cover of this, too. I'm sure you're aware of that, though, right?
No, it's not.
What?
I'm trying to find it. It's not aware.
Hell yeah. Yep. John Lennon singing with you. 888-808-1019. Beningo. Here till 2 o'clock. Tiki's back. It's Tiki and Loogie at 2 o'clock. Of course, I'm filling in for BT and Sal. Are they back next week, Hoff? Are they? They're here next week?
All next week, yep.
All next week for them. Okay, very good. I'll be on a golf course. Nick and Wayne. Nick and Wayne is on the Fan. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Always great when you're filling in. Big fan of the podcast. Listen every week.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Mets. With next, at this point, you got to hope on all these one-year deals that we're getting everybody back.
I don't disagree. I mean, we got a bunch of now. We know Severino's on a one-year deal. Quintana's a free agent. He's been here a couple of years, but he's a free agent. Obviously, we know Pete's a free agent. What else do we have on a one-year? Is Manaea on a one-year deal? I don't even know. 2 years for Manaea? Okay, 2 years.
To talk about Pete. You got to want Pete back, but you can't get Pete to hold you hostage on a 7-8-year deal.
No, I agree
with
that.
You got to be on a 4 or 5 years. Pay him heavily. Pay the money per year.
Right.
But you don't want to be in a judge 10 years. You don't.
Well, Pete's how old now? Is he 30 yet, Pete? He is 30, right? 31?
Yeah.
December.
What is it, Pete?
He'll be 30 in December.
30 in December. Okay. All right. So he's 29.
You got to get him four or five years. Pay him heavily. You got the money. And just get him out, because you don't want him in his 35, 36, 37th year. You're going to be holding yourself hostage at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, to me, it all starts with Soto. You know what I mean, Nick? Soto's the guy they got to sign. I mean, to me, that's the number one priority. I want Pete, but Soto, to me, you got to go above and beyond, because I still think he'll wind up with the Yankees again, but they got to make a big play for him. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, nobody. It's Soto. Nobody else matters but Soto after him, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, look, like I said, as I hear your, I guess that's one of your children back there?
Yeah, we're in a car driving over Lake George.
Is that what you're doing? And you got the whole family in the car, Nick, and you're calling me? I mean, come on. Your wife can't be happy about this. I mean,
I got to kill the 2 hours. I got to kill a 2.5 hour run.
I see. All right. Well, have a safe trip back. All right, bro?
No. Great talking to you. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Take care. 888-808-1019. Another Nick. This one in Princeton is on the fan. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Joe.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to defend Pete Alonso a little bit.
Yeah, please. Please do.
I feel like this contract situation has just created a really hostile like situation between him and our fan base. Obviously, we could be frustrated with him. He's not having a great year. It's really his worst of his career. But we want to get to the playoffs, and this team's not getting there unless he puts up a Pete-like next 2 months. I don't think they're going to get there without him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we gave Lindor a standing ovation at the start of the year. Philly right. fans did that last year with Trey Turner.
And Lindor has been tremendous ever since then, really.
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone more deserving than Pete Alonso because of what he's done for us the last 5 years. And he's, like I said, he's done so much. He plays every day.
Yep.
He hits 40 home runs a year. He's really the engine of this lineup. Like, you think of 2022, that team was so good because he hit, I think it was like 270. He hit 40 home runs. He drove in 130 runs. So we need him. And this might be it. You know, I don't know what's going to happen after this year with his contract. And he's given us so much.
Yeah.
And then
he's a homegrown Met. You know, he's a homegrown Met. And I'm sick and tired of seeing homegrown Mets, you know, either get traded or be let walk as free agents. I'm sick and tired of it. And I've been seeing it, you know, going back. Really, Seavers, you know, we could talk about Nolan Ryan, or you could talk about, you know, Amos Otis, or you could talk about Rusty Staub, but it really starts with Seaver and trading him away in 1977. And I've seen every, you know, Darryl Strawberry left, Daniel Murphy left. We saw David Cone get traded. I mean, we go right on down. Jose Reyes left. They traded Zach Wheeler. Oh, they let Zach Wheeler walk. I mean, right? I mean, all these guys. I mean,
every one of them, it turns out to be, I mean, like, look at Seth Lugo, right?
We put him
in our rotation. Now he's a Cy Young candidate. Every one of these guys leaves and just gets so much better on the next team they're on. And even with Pete, like, another thing that I've never seen until this contract situation, a lot of people are saying it, is like, he behaves weirdly. Like, that was something we praised with him for 5 years now. But now, like, now that there's a contract situation, we're criticizing him that he's not really a social butterfly when that's what we love so much about him.
He's a little goofy. Years. He's a little kind of a goofy guy a little bit. But, I mean, you know, so why? I mean,
You hit 40 home runs a year. You could be as goofy as you
want. And you hear that he's like a problem. I mean, I've heard in the past from different people he's a problem in a locker room. Really? Is he a problem in a locker room? Is that? I mean, I don't see where that's come from, you know?
No.
Where's that come from?
No, you look at, I hate the world, the WBC, but, you know, him and Jeff McNeil, they were having a blast at the WBC last year. You know, everything was the two of them together on Team USA. I don't know where it's coming from that the team doesn't really like him and that he's a problem in the locker room.
Right. I don't see where that is. And I don't think that's the case. I think Mendoza has a very tight locker room. I think these guys are a very cohesive group and very happy group in that clubhouse.
I don't think they would have turned this around if they if they weren't tight. And everything points to them being a tight-knit group.
Yeah. I agree. You don't have to sell me, Nick, and I appreciate the call on Alonso. I'm down. I want him, you know? Now, like I said, I would live with it. As much as I don't want to see him go, I'll live with it. If you tell me they sign Juan Soto, okay, all right, what am I going to do? He's one of the best players in baseball. He's a better player than Alonso. I mean, I have to say that. You'd be crazy not to make that statement. But with the money that Steve has, Cohen, I mean, let's have them both. Let's go. Why not? How good would that middle of the order be? Right? And that's another guy you got to bring back because he's only on a one-year deal, and that's J.D. Martinez. All right? I got to bring him back, too. Right, Pete? You got to bring him back. Now, he's been huge for this team, J.D. Not just, you know, what he's been in the middle, the presence in the middle of the lineup, but, you know, the fact that he, you know, he's been, you hear stories about him on the plane. He's talking hitting with all these guys, you know. Now, I want to see him back, too. Give him another one. Give him a two-year deal or whatever with an option. I don't know. But, you know, he's been huge, too. I forgot to mention him, and that's another guy that Stearns brought in. It's really gotten the job done. 888-808-1019. 2 hours in the books, man. Time flies. It really, I think it's Dove Cranman's presence that makes it fly so fast. We will come back on the other side. We got more of your calls. We are here till Tiki and Loogie at 2 o'clock. Business. Dove, whatever they're paying you, it's not enough. But then, like I said this yesterday, too, and I'm sure you agree, even though you won't.
Start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Dove's turning them out. The original, You Really Got a Hold on Me by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Like you, tremendous. But I love good stuff, bro. You doing it? Who's better than you? The Beatles do a great cover of this, too. I'm sure you're aware of that, though, right?
No, it's not.
What?
I'm trying to find it. It's not aware of it.
Hell yeah. Yep. John Lennon singing with you. 888-808-1019. Beningo. Here till 2 o'clock. Tiki's back. It's Tiki and Loogie at 2 o'clock. Of course, I'm filling in for BT and Sal. Are they back next week, Hoff? Are they? They're here next week?
All next week, yep.
All next week for them. Okay, very good. I'll be on a golf course. Nick and Wayne. Nick and Wayne is on the fan. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Always great when you're filling in. Big fan of the podcast. Listen every week.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Mets. But next, at this point, you got to hope on all these one-year deals that we're getting everybody back.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, we got a bunch of now we know Severino's on a one-year deal. Quintana's a free agent. He's been here a couple of years, but he's a free agent. Obviously, we know Pete's a free agent. What else do we have on a one-year? Is Manaea on a one-year deal? I don't even know. 2 years for Manaea? Okay, 2 years.
Talk about Pete. You got to want Pete back, but you can't get Pete to hold you hostage on a 7-8-year deal.
No, I agree
with
that.
You got to be on a 4 or 5 years. Pay him heavily. Pay the money per year.
Right.
But you don't want to be in a judge 10 years. You don't.
Well, Pete's how old now? Is he 30 yet, Pete? He is 30, right? 31?
Yeah.
December.
What is it, Pete?
He'll be 30 in December.
Okay. All right. So he's
29. You got to get him four or five years. Pay him heavily. We got the money. And just get him out because you don't want him in his 35, 36, 37th year. You're going to be holding yourself hostage at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, to me, it all starts with Soto. You know what I mean, Nick? Soto's the guy they got to sign. I mean, to me, that's the number one priority. I want Pete, but Soto, to me, you got to go above and beyond because I still think he'll wind up with the Yankees again, but they got to make a big play for him. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no, nobody. It's Soto. Nobody else matters but Soto after him, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, look, like I said, as I hear your, I guess that's one of your children back there?
Yeah, we're in a car driving over Lake George.
Oh, is that what you're doing? And you call you got the whole family in the car, Nick, and you're calling me? I mean, come on. Your wife can't be happy about this. I mean,
I got to kill the 2 hours. I got to kill a 2.5-hour run.
I see. All right. Well, have a safe trip back, all right, bro?
Joe, great talking to you. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Take care. 888-808-1019. Another Nick, this one in Princeton, is on the fan. Hi, Nick. Hi,
hey,
Nick.
Joe.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to defend Pete Alonso a little bit.
Yeah, please do.
I feel like this contract situation has just created a really hostile like situation between him and our fan base. Obviously, we could be frustrated with him. He's not having a great year. It's really his worst of his career. But we want to get to the playoffs, and this team's not getting there unless he puts up a Pete-like next 2 months. I don't think they're going to get there without him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we gave Lindor a standing ovation at the start of the year. Philly fans did that last year with Trey Turner.
And Lindor has been tremendous ever since then, really.
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone more deserving than Pete Alonso because of what he's done for us the last 5 years. And he's, like I said, he's done so much. He plays every day.
Yep.
He hits 40 home runs a year. He's really the engine of this lineup. Like, you think of 2022, that team was so good because he hit, I think it was like 270. He hit 40 home runs. He drove in 130 runs. So we need him. And this might be it. You know, I don't know what's going to happen after this year with his contract. And he's given us so much.
Yeah.
And then
he's a homegrown Met. You know, he's a homegrown Met, and I'm sick and tired of seeing homegrown Mets, you know, either get traded or be let walk as free agents. I'm sick and tired of it. And I've been seeing it, you know, going back. Really, Seavers, you know, we could talk about Nolan Ryan, or you could talk about, you know, Amos Otis, or you could talk about Rusty Staub, but it really starts with Seaver and trading him away in 1977. And I've seen every, you know, Darryl Strawberry left, Daniel Murphy left. We saw David Cone get traded. I mean, we go right on down. Jose Reyes left. They traded Zach Wheeler. Or they let Zach Wheeler walk. I mean, right? I mean, all these guys. I mean,
Every one of them, it turns out to be, I mean, like, look at Seth Lugo, right?
We couldn't put him
in our rotation. Now he's a Cy Young candidate. Every one of these guys leaves and just gets so much better on the next team they're on. And even with Pete, like, another thing that I've never seen until this contract situation, and a lot of people are saying it, is, like, he behaves weirdly. Like, that was something we praised with him for 5 years now. But now, like, now that there's a contract situation, we're criticizing him that he's not really a social butterfly when that's what we love so much about him.
He's a little goofy. Years. He's a little kind of a goofy guy a little bit, but I mean, you know, so what? I mean,
You hit 40 home runs a year. You could be as goofy
as you
want.
Hear that he's like a problem. I mean, I've heard in the past from different people he's a problem in a locker room. Really? Is he a problem in a locker room? Is that? I mean, I don't see where that's come from, you know?
No.
Where's that come from?
No, you look at, I hate the WBC, but, you know, him and Jeff McNeil, they were having a blast at the WBC last year. You know, everything was the two of them together on Team USA. I don't know where it's coming from that the team doesn't really like him and that he's a problem in the locker room.
Right. I don't see where that is. And I don't think that's the case. I think Mendoza has a very tight locker room. I think these guys are a very cohesive group and very happy group in that clubhouse.
I don't think they would have turned this around if they if they weren't tight. And everything points to them being a tight-knit group.
Yeah, I agree. You don't have to sell me, Nick, and I appreciate the call on Alonzo. I'm down. I want him, you know? Now, like I said, I would live with it. As much as I don't want to see him go, I'll live with it. If you tell me they sign Juan Soto, okay, all right, what am I going to do? He's one of the best players in baseball. He's a better player than Alonzo. I mean, I have to say that. You'd be crazy not to make that statement. But with the money that Steve has, Cohen, I mean, let's have them both. Let's go. Why not? How good would that middle of the order be, right? And that's another guy you got to bring back because he's only on a one-year deal, and that's J.D. Martinez, all right? I got to bring him back too, right, Pete? You got to bring him back. Now, he's been huge for this team, J.D. Not just, you know, what he's been in the middle, the presence in the middle of the lineup, but, you know, the fact that he you hear stories about him on the plane. He's talking hitting with all these guys. You know, I want to see him back too. Give him another one. Give him a 2-year deal or whatever with an option. I don't know. But, you know, he's been huge too. I forgot to mention him. And that's another guy that Stearns brought in. It's really gotten the job done. 888-808-1019. 2 hours in the books, man. Time flies. I think it's Dove Kramer's presence that makes it fly so fast. We will come back on the other side. We got more of your calls. We are here till Tiki and Loogie at 2 o'clock.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.